Every Seattle police officer should be wearing a body camera on a permanent basis as soon as possible. That's the recommendation from Seattle's Independent Police Monitor in a report released this month. But how quickly can that happen, and what will it be like if all officers wear cameras? These are the kind of questions that land up on the desk of Mike Wagers. He's the chief operating officer at the Seattle Police Department. Marcy Silman asked him, how many cameras are we talking about?
We're going to have cameras for every patrol officer, so approximately 650.
It's a lot of cameras. So practically speaking, if I'm a civilian and I have some sort of interaction with a police officer, maybe not a criminal interaction, maybe I'm asking a question, is that all going to be captured on film?
No. I mean, we spell out in our policy, which we developed with a number of community stakeholders, including the ACLU, including the Community Police Commission, privacy groups, our police union, and others, before we started our pilot, it spells out the 8 or 9 encounters where a police officer would turn on his or her camera. So no, a regular interaction on the street, unless there's reasonable suspicion, for example, a crime is about to occur, unless they're interacting with you in an encounter where they are already there investigating a crime, they're not recording you.
So after you have these recordings, how will SPD use the tape that the officers collect?
Well, we currently, the way we use our dash cams, for example, any type, there's a citizen complaint, internal investigation, use of force incident, if there's a lawsuit. So there are a variety of use cases where we would use the video. But the larger question is that we're still working on and other departments are as well, is if we have 360 terabytes of dash cam video, we don't know what's on every single one of those videos. So I think that the future, that not just here in Seattle, but across the country in terms of, police departments thinking about this, is once you start collecting all this video, the public's going to expect that you know what's on those videos. So let's just say we get a complaint against an officer for using racist language. So we would look at that video, obviously, because we got the complaint. But the public's going to expect, well, why didn't you know that the officer, what if he or she used racist language in 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 other encounters, but it wasn't reported?
Hmm. Who's in charge of going through all this stuff?
We have staff that, and we have 12 people dedicated to our public disclosure unit. So if people request the video, that's the staff that goes through it to make sure it's ready for release. We have an entire video unit that sort of does the technical aspects of it. But the chain of command looks at the video if there is a citizen complaint or a use of force incident. If it's a police officer, go to the sergeant, go to the lieutenant, go to the captain. Mm-hmm. And if it's some type of misconduct, it would go to our Office of Professional Accountability.
So do you feel like the department is ready to put, when you get those 600-plus cameras, do you feel like you're ready to put a camera on every police officer?
We're working on it. I mean, I think we are as prepared as we can be at this point. And this is evolving. I mean, we have a whole team working both on the implementation side, understanding the hardware, understanding the transfer speed, so when the officer comes in, docks his or her video, how that video is transferred to whatever storage capacity we're using, whether that's a cloud-based solution or our on-premise storage. So we've got a whole team working on those technical aspects, and then we have folks working on the releasing the video and redacting the video. So, we knew that this was coming. The chief and the mayor said all along that, especially the mayor made the announcement after Ferguson, that he wanted to move ahead as quickly as possible with body cameras. So we've been trying to do all the back end work so that when we're told to go to full deployment, we're as ready as possible.
You think the citizens of Seattle are ready for cameras?
Don't know. It seems from the anecdotal evidence, and when the officers are out there on the street, and we talk to the officers every week, either informally or formally through surveys, and talk about their perceptions of, or talk about their experiences, I should say, of using the body cameras, and talk about their perceptions of how they, the interactions between the citizens that they've encountered, and they've given us nothing but positive feedback. I know nationally, the latest poll says that 88% of citizens want officers to wear cameras. I'm not sure how that would break down here in Seattle.
That's Mike Wagers, Chief Operating Officer of the Seattle Police Department, speaking with Marcy Silman.